it, so now you can get, you can get into the shoulder touch.
I'm doing it for a camera.
Wait, do you pick that song?
Yeah. Manic Monday.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Why don't you go camping with Gary Goldman?
It's a fag song anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I got a taser, motherfucker.
You have a taser now?
Yeah, I have a taser in my hand. Want me to tase you?
You kidding me? No, it's a fucking taser. Want me to tase you?
No, it's a taser. Well, what will it do if I tase him?
It'll stun him real bad. I don't know. Get you arrested?
It'll get me arrested?
Sure, you're not allowed to have a taser in New York. It's illegal.
He just got, the angry caller just got busted in New York, and he said he was friends with you, so they let him go.
I guess he didn't tell him that he had a taser.
What'd you tell him you had?
I
thought they said they grab you. Why'd they grab you anyway? Talking to the mic.
They were knives showing.
Huh?
They were knives showing, but
what?
They were knives showing out of my pocket.
Yeah, he had knives showing out of his pocket.
Why don't we start at the beginning of the story?
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth, man? Manic Monday. I don't want to play this Manic Monday bullshit
today. Honestly, like
you're not.
Fucking Barry Ribs is here, and this guy's got a taser. It's a lot of anxiety in the room already.
I'm here for you, Brian. Don't worry.
Thanks, but sir,
he set you off.
No, but how
Barry Ribs?
No, Barry's fine. Sir, what
grandfather comedy?
What's the beginning of the story?
Well, first, we could start the story with saying I don't know where the taser came from.
Okay. Is that mic working?
Is the mic working?
Try this other mic over.
No, it's not amplified. Garrett,
yeah, all right.
Barry, you're director now?
Yeah, right, so I don't know where that
came from. This is in vaudeville.
I don't know where that came from.
Where's Bob Hope?
I had a problem.
Tell him he's late for his call.
All right, so we know the taser just showed up.
I don't know where that came from.
So what happened?
I had an altercation with the cops earlier. Yeah, because I had knives showing out of my pocket, like they were just clipped to my
On the train or something? Like, how did they see a knife sticking out of your pocket?
Well, because I carried knives in my pocket.
Oh, man, are you a knife salesman?
No, but I...
What's your last name, Ginzu?
All the fucking knives I want, can I? Like,
Brian's back to normal. He's making bad puns.
Oh.
He's a little triggered for a second there.
Hold on, so you had knives sticking, like the blade or the handles?
Just the handle, just showing like that out of my pocket.
And you're just walking down the street somewhere in Manhattan?
Walking down the street and three cops grabbed me. Three, like, plainclothes cops grabbed me. And they were like, it's okay, don't be caught. And I'm like, it's okay. I thought I was getting mugged at first, but they're like, no. Why are you carrying so many knives? You're like an instrument of death walking down the street or something.
Where was it, around here?
Yeah, just down 7th.
Then what'd you say?
And I was like, no, I'm down from Vermont. Going to see a show.
Wow.
They're like, what fucking show are you going to see with all these knives on you?
Good questions for the cops. I like the cops more than I like you at this point.
And
let me ask you a question. Did they identify, show their badges?
No, but they were three white guys, so.
No. They're supposed to show the badges. Otherwise, you keep walking.
I'm not sweating that because I know what the cops are. They're not going to get anything from me. So they said, what show are you going to see? And I said I was just at Compound Media. And they were like, oh, Keith the Cop channel? And I was like, yeah, that's right. And I was on it.
The cop still has juice on the streets of New York.
He's
like fucking Kojak, motherfucker. God damn it, Keith. I had no idea. I'm going to walk around with knives out of my pocket and fucking nunchucks and fucking...
What is that? Is
oh,
that,
shit.
Come on, man. What are you, crocodile?
And they still let me go home.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's all good.
So you had that? You had more than that? Or you had that?
I mean, you know, this I'll use to, like, open a box or something. Like
a box of death. Hold on, though. Why do you have so many knives? Are you nervous being in New York?
Well, no, I lived in New York for 40 years, but I carried knives then, too. What the fuck? Why are you guys so cucked, for fuck's sake? Why don't you carry knives? What's wrong with you faggots?
I'm just going to stab a motherfucker?
I have a butter knife.
If you have
pants.
To stab a motherfucker, then you stab him. Where are you?
But what precipitates? What
day, everywhere I go, I'm armed. Like,
what precipitates you stabbing a guy?
If a guy tries to stab me or take from me what's mine.
All right.
So do you like this show?
I love this show.
Oh, good. Okay.
I love this show.
Okay.
Because I don't have my knife-proof vest on.
Yeah, but, like, guys, like, why aren't you guys armed? Everyone should be armed. Like,
you have any forks? You bring any forks so you can tell the cops, oh, that's just how I roll?
Now I'm starving.
Like,
fork, knife, and a spoon?
I got a T-bone on my pants.
Like, do you own a gun at home, Kevin?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
So don't own a gun.
Kevin did. There'd be a bag of lime in your wife's head.
Just go to the store and buy one.
Listen, I can't have a gun in my house because I have some anger issues, and especially late at night, I get a
little. Talk to me on the phone.
Huh? What?
Have you talked to me on the phone?
Yeah, but you live in a country. You live in a country.
Yeah, yeah.
If you live in a country, you can have a gun. I can't have a gun in my apartment. I have no room in my apartment for a gun. I put it on top of the refrigerator. The kids will find it and fucking shoot me.
Oh, yeah, you got no control over you.
But hold on. If you live, why did you move to Vermont from being in New York for 40 years?
Because you can't buy a 3,000 square foot house for $126,000 here.
That's true enough. Can't argue with that. What part of Vermont are you in?
In Rutland.
Is that like the Northeast Kingdom?
No, it's kind of like Central Vermont.
Okay.
The capital, right?
No, it's Mount
Burlington. Yes.
No. Excuse me, idiot.
No, when he was in high school, it was Rutland. And then they changed it 100 years ago.
It's the territory.
It's fucking Montpelier.
You're right, actually. Sorry about that. I went to that coat factory. I said, I'm in the capital. It's on 6th Avenue.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry to make you twitch and shit.
What?
The capital? You were wrong on the capital.
Montpelier is the capital of Vermont.
Yeah.
They still like Bernie Sanders up there? They've had it with them.
What?
They still like Bernie Sanders up there? Have they had it?
If you go to Burlington, see, that's the thing about Vermont. First of all, another reason you moved to Vermont, dude, it's the whitest, safest state in America. Both of those things are true.
And the pancakes are delicious, right? Because all the fresh syrup.
Yeah, they got lots.
You go right to the back of the tree.
Just tap it right in the tree.
How many more pancakes you got?
Right, as many as you leak.
That was an unintentional pun.
What's unintentional?
It leaks out of the tree. What?
Even though it's connected to New York, it's still the whitest state in America. People don't know that.
It's not connected to New York, is it?
Yeah.
On top?
For like 500 miles.
Yeah,
like
on the top, right? Above Lake Champlain?
Yeah. Right past Connecticut and Massachusetts, and then it's Vermont.
Battleboro, right? That's a town?
Yeah, that's a town down way down south. Yeah.
Right. So is Vermont kind of like... Southern is liberal, Northern is like more, because my buddy got married in the Northeast Kingdom and it was really rednecky up there. Like,
and only in basically Burlington will you find really blue nonsense.
Right.
Because that's the biggest city in Vermont, and biggest city is like 70,000 people. There's only 600,000 people in the whole state of Vermont.
State of Vermont, right. Now, there's a big problem, though, with fentanyl, OxyContin, heroin, right?
No bigger than anywhere else. I don't see junkies around, so I don't sweat it.
Right, you see, like...
And everyone's armed, so what are you worried about?
Next to you.
Oh,
Rockwell. Right, exactly. I mean, you'll suck your dick for $20.
Teamster Tim's here. Hello, angry call on Teamster Tim. Then I got the third guy who's... I think he's an undercover cop.
That's Vinny. Vinny Bumbats.
Trying to keep an eye on how many knives you got.
Exactly. He's a pretty sharp guy.
But then the cops gave me the secret. They said tuck them in because stop and frisk is no longer legal. So they're like, just tuck them in and then nobody can stop you.
GF, just put your shirt. Get a long shirt.
This isn't like Game of Thrones. You can just walk around with a bunch of knives sticking on your like belt like a scabbard.
What are you talking about? This is America, faggot. You can walk around with whatever the fuck you want. You guys are so cucked to the state. It's angry. It's angering.
You let them call you faggot?
You guys would be happy.
I've tried it.
You'd be happier if the only people who had guns was the state. Like, that's it. Only.
And black people.
Well, exactly. They're going to have them too. But
they need them. They're all in gangs.
I need them.
They're all in gangs. They all got to shoot each other. The Giants drafted a guy in the sixth round. He got shot over the weekend.
That's awesome.
And then his buddy got murdered. I was like, thank God. What a great country.
That's awesome.
I was like, aha. I just retweeted. I said, aha, ha. Fucking black people. Hey, let's have a party and shoot the guy who made it. you think you're going to get out of the ghetto? Oh, we're going to shoot you.
All right.
You think you're going to play in the NFL? We're going to shoot you. Fucking black people. Anyway, we love them. Where would we be without them? The news would suck without black people.
We'd have half as many
local
murders
news
in the United States.
Huh?
We'd have half as many murders in the United States without them.
Whatever. Anyway.
Just saying. You
I don't know about that. I don't know the numbers. I know the numbers. Barry, who was that black girl you were talking to last weekend when I saw you at the Comedy Cellar?
That was a comedian named Mimi Simpson.
Are you trying to pound that?
For public consumption, no, but yeah, she's kind of my
sexy, right?
She's my body type. Big, never mind. She's a professional. What's the matter with you?
Nothing, but like you start going, you just dump out. You're like, she's my type. No. And then you just kind of end it. It's like being in like an improv class with people downstairs.
No, I don't try to take the whole show away, okay? This is the Kevin Brennan show.
I know yelling. We don't want
to. You're an idiot.
We don't like that kind of show. I like that kind
of
show.
Ego you got on you, Barry. We bring you back to the show like 9 times in 3 months.
Kevin brought me back.
Well, that's for sure. Believe that.
My 360 followers. Right. Love to you all, except some of you fucking maniacs.
If somebody just said unblock him. Let's go to that call. Somebody wants you to unblock him. You can't block people. Don't be a bitch. You're like 80.
Yeah.
You're blocking people. You
I look good for 80, don't I?
You be thankful people are even following you.
What are you, Rich Voss?
Yeah, what are you, Rich Voss?
Now what, dude? Go ahead, caller. What do you like?
Bobby Keller, Rich Voss.
I mixed them up.
I tried to unblock.
Go ahead, pick up. Talk to the phone.
I can't talk over you guys. You guys just stop, don't stop talking. You're always talking.
Oh, yeah, that's the Chad. Olive oil. Olive oil. I tried to unblock him, but I don't know how to do it.
It's Chad. That's not olive oil.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, it's Chad Dumont from Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, we know. All right. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call in and weigh in on the Gary Goldman situation.
All right. Want to get it off your chest? Because he grabbed your chest. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Now,
he scratched you like a bitch.
Wow.
Have you talked about what happened?
I'm going to show my nips. So the show, it's real. People think it was like fake or I Jussie Smollett it.
There you go. Get it nice and tight, boys.
Okay. Boy, I like it. Nice and tight.
What are those, hickeys?
You need not hickeys. A fucking motherfucker grabbed me, yo.
And a little Carpathy sarcoma.
I didn't have a taser or a knife.
You need a gym, Kevin, man. Me and you need the gym.
You got it.
Yeah, the gym would have helped me, Barry. Jesus. Your body the guy's 6'7". He's 6'7".
Body's flabbier than my shit. Yo.
I ran fucking 4 miles today, you old fat fuck.
Yo, so fucking belly.
Get yourself a good he-boy.
Fucking your belly is disgusting, yo.
Or just in that just lawyer. It's kind of redundant.
How's your belly?
I got some here, but I'm pretty strong up here. I bench 170.
His belly is disgusting.
Pale. That's why I don't take my shirt off. What's wrong with my stomach, dude?
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
I'd look Nutella off that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my stomach? Look at it, you old fucking...
Fucking jelly and fat and it's fucking...
It's a motherfucker, you...
You're lucky you're married.
You wish those...
You are lucky.
Those black women you fucked were that tight.
No single bitch would be interested in that shit.
Huh?
You heard me.
Wow.
He's like Don Pickles.
You're lucky you're married.
Go ahead, Chad.
What about Goldman?
So, Kevin, what exactly happened? Because you didn't really tell me what happened when I called, and Brian tried to explain it. So can you tell the listeners
Brian
what exactly
who?
Happened?
McCarthy.
How is he to explain it? A blind guy who wasn't there is going to explain what happened to
you? Talked on the phone on Sunday.
You did?
Yeah, we talked about it. You told me what happened, but you want to talk about it? I mean, I don't want to spend the whole show talking about it, but...
Wait, you got other stuff to cover? We got to get to Hot Topics?
Hot Topics. The point of the show today is to hear about this. Let's do it.
All right. I thought we talked about Avengers.
Well, anyway, so I was about to go on. I only had one spot on Saturday because they fucked up my whatever time. I asked for it before, whatever. So I only had one spot, you know? And so I was the first guy on the show. So I'm just in the bathroom fucking toweling off and getting my stomach tight.
Right. Primping.
And so then he just comes barreling to the bathroom and pins me up against the wall. But the bathroom attendant was in there.
Right.
He's like, break it up, whatever he did. I don't know. So then the bouncer, I guess, heard that he came in. And so he didn't throw a punch. He just held me up against the wall. And then he goes, hey, don't test me, motherfucker. And I said, I already did. You failed.
Zing.
So then the bouncer pulled him away. And then they're like, are you going to go on? They said to me, you're going to go on? I'm not fucking going on.
Right.
The guy, the manager's like, I think it'd be good if you went on. I go, I'm going to fucking kick someone in the fucking teeth.
Right.
I go on. So then they wouldn't let me go upstairs. The bouncer wouldn't let me go upstairs.
Where'd Gary go?
Gary was still up there because Gary was, he was like, he was still upstairs. Then I heard Liz laughing. So I'm like, I go, what are they laughing about? So I go, no, I want to go see what Liz is laughing about. So I go upstairs. The bouncer kind of lets me go upstairs. He walks with me. His name's Sean. He walks with me.
Irish guy?
Yeah, big black guy. He walks with me, and then Gary's sitting upstairs with Liz, like in those chairs in between the rooms when you first walk in the Village Underground. And I started talking shit at him. He started talking shit at me. He said something to me. I said something back at him. I said something to him that triggered him. I knew it would.
What'd you say?
I can't even say.
Come on, say it now.
Anyway,
Come on. It's important to the story, really.
Is it Columbo?
I'm sure the body. Telling me your anti-Semitism got the best of you.
So then he came at me again. And he called me, you know, I'm racist and anti-Semitic.
You called him like a fucking Jew, right?
I didn't call him a fucking Jew.
Well, you something Jew.
He said, you Jews stick together.
You Jew, well, that came after, later with Noam, because you, right?
So then he went down. So then he came at me again, but he wasn't going to come at me because the bouncer was there. So they took him downstairs, and then Liz is like, I said, well, I'm just going to wait for Gary because he had like an 8:45. I said, I'm just going to wait for him and then get my ass kicked on the street.
Sure.
And so Liz is like, okay. And then I go, and then Liz is like, just go home. So I'm like, no, I want to talk to Noam. So I went to talk to Noam, and
was this the seller?
And I told Noam, I go, Noam, listen, I know you're going to take Gary's side because it's like the Jewish mafia, and you know, you always find a reason to fucking make me the bad guy. And I explained, you know, the tweet that precipitated it. You know, the thing about Gary Goldman, like, he wants to think he's like some heroic fucking guy. Like his comedy is like so elitist and he's a, you know, he's giving writing tips and he's like, and everybody, but also it's like, oh, everybody's cucking him too, Chad. I've seen Bert and Nikki Glaser jump in like, these are great tips, Gary. Thanks. I'm going to use this tip especially. This is a great tip. So they're all like feeding his ego. But the last time I saw him on, I followed him. He basically fucked the whole crowd because he didn't like some woman talking in the front row, even though it's a fucking comedy show and there's waitresses and they're fucking and they're drinking alcohol. So if you don't like comedy clubs, don't work there. Just do theaters.
Back to the story though. What did Noam?
So, you know, he thinks he's some fucking hero. So I'm just calling him out. I don't give a fuck that he comes at me. I'm just glad that I was at least able to say, like, this guy's a fraud. He's a fucking fraud. He thinks he's a fucking hero. And then he goes, whenever I've seen him get mad at a crowd, it's usually a woman. And it's usually, like, somebody he can take. And he's like, he does the same thing Ben Bailey does. He just, like, he's big. So it's like, if somebody heckles him or if somebody doesn't laugh appropriately, he's like, you got a problem? Because he knows he can basically take them. Aaron Berg told me a story that fucking, that Goldman was at the stand and Aaron Berg was emceeing. He brought up Gary Goldman and the guy in the audience goes, oh, Aaron's funny. Aaron, the MC's funnier than you. So Goldman gets all flipped out. And he calls the guy out. The guy stands up. He's bigger than Goldman. So Goldman all of a sudden goes, hey, man. Hey, Aaron, can you get the bouncer? Can I get some help up here? Like a fucking bitch. So if he has the upper hand because he's bigger, he's fine. He's a tough guy. But as soon as he's like not, you know, he cowards out.
What happened to Noam when you?
So my point is, you know, he's like he uses his like, oh, I'm a thoughtful fucking, I'm a poet. But if push comes to shove, I'm gonna beat somebody up. If I can't charm you with my comedy, I'll just beat you up. If you don't like me because of my comedy, I'm just gonna fucking beat you up. And then I've heard other stories, you know, supposedly he threw Jay Moore against the wall in fucking Last Comic Standing. And then I've heard he's, you know, I've just heard enough fucking stories that he's like, he's got an anger, you know, he's got an anger issue. He flips out in the crowd all the time. He fucking berated a waitress at the Village Underground because he said you're taking an order at a dumb time. They don't give a fuck. They got to take their fucking orders. They're going to wait for his fucking genius. Guy's a fucking asshole.
Does that answer
anybody,
your question?
Shut the fuck up. Anybody thinks he's a genius is probably not. Attell doesn't think he's a genius. So Gary Goldman's like, I'm a fucking genius. How dare you interrupt me? How dare you question me? How dare anybody fucking do anything? And if you don't agree with me, I'll fucking beat you up.
So when you said to Noam, all you Jews stick together, what did Noam then say?
Noam laughed. He goes, I hate to think that you really think that would be true. But basically, I was just setting him up. I'm like, here, if you're gonna punish me, I'm assuming it's because he's Jewish and you're Jewish. And I said, if you're both Italian, I would assume you would stick together. Right. The Irish don't stick together.
We don't.
But the Italians do, and the Jews do. So as I said, if you're both Italian, I would assume you would stick stick together. So, you know, Noam's like, well, I thought, I hope you, he laughed and he goes, I hope you think you know me better than that. I haven't heard shit from the club. I went to the club Saturday. He was on the show before me. I went on, I did my spots. I left. The bouncer was like, when I went downstairs, it was at the Underground, and I went downstairs, the bouncer's like, he's already gone, so whatever. So I don't know. There's probably going to be repercussions, but my point was, you know, I just had to, at least I got to out to the comedy community, like, this guy's a fucking, this guy's not what he appears to be. Like, he's not some benevolent fucking, you know, a sweet man, like a fucking Pete Holmes, like a big, dopey giant kind of a dude.
Gollum.
Yeah, well, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I'm just saying he's, you know, he thinks
Lord
he's
of the Rings.
He's, who gives a fuck? Joke. I don't watch fag shows, so. Right. So the point is that you know, he's not what he seems to be. A lot of people in comedy aren't, and he is. He's not either. He's like, oh no, everybody loves me, and then he has like these fucking troll accounts or these burner accounts, whatever the fuck you call them, basically defending Gary. Like, no, Gary's a great man, and I know one of them's his, because even last night he retweeted somebody, he commented on somebody's, and he goes, I can still see your comments, stupid, which is like, oh, every Boston guy talks like that.
Right.
Fucking Bobby Kelly, Patrice started it. And Norton did it, and fucking, they all said, Voss does it, all those guys. So they all got it. They probably got it from fucking, from up there. So nobody talks like that. So it's probably, whatchamacallit? Goldman.
All right. Well, that seems cleared up.
Yeah, the count, perp 1880976.
Wait, what is, Goldman's it? Corner. What is it?
It's perp. P U R.
No, it's at. It's at Twitter. At.
At perp 818.
You
got to
spell perp. Spell it.
P R P.
No, that's why it's not spelled P R P. It's P U R P.
That's like burp with the P.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to spell it, Chad. We got the worst correspondence. How do you spell it, Chad?
At P U R P 1880976.
It's some Twitter handle.
Exactly.
It only fit on one of my T-shirts.
That's Gary Goldman.
Now, what's the other one? Himself. What's the other one that's backing up everything he says?
Let me find it right now. I'm investigating.
Right. I picture he's got like a hat on, like a pencil in his mouth, like a trench coat.
No, it's a Chad. I told you to get these ready.
I have a picture of one of them, the perp one.
Oh, thanks.
The other one is E M E. Small e, small m, small e, capital B, small r, small e, small u, small l.
Why make these so obtuse? Like, why not just be like not Gary Goldman or whatever? They seem like really long and wordy and lots of numbers and shit.
I don't know, man. I don't know anything. But I think Gary thought he was going to, like, everyone's going to support him. And it's like, you know, I mean, people know what he is. Like, and people go like, oh, well, you're an asshole. I'm like, I'm not pretending I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm not going around going like, does everybody like me? Do you want some tips? Want some tips on how not to get booked at comedy clubs?
Do you know how many people told me stories about Gary Goldman after this happened? I mean, he has a countless long record of violence.
Can you go on record with these names?
Now, I don't want to throw them under the bus because they talked to me in private.
Was it Patton Oswalt?
But yeah.
When I search for Chad's Twitter, you put Chad Zumach, and the first Google autocomplete is Chad Zumach, Patton Oswalt now.
Oh, that's really? Good.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful thing the internet is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Sorry to interrupt.
Did any of them rhyme? Do any of them rhyme with Lert Kaiser?
No, but Bert Kreischer called from overseas to find out what the hell was going on, so I had to tell him the story. Godfrey called. Everybody wanted to know. Somebody from Gas Digital contacted me wanting to know the story and if I would go on air. That's how much our people are talking about this Gary Goldman-Kevin Brennan feud.
What did Joe Rogan have to say? That's all I care about. It's like back in the day, you would do anything to get on a Carson show. I'm like, did Joe Rogan call?
Right.
What did Joe Rogan say? Because he must be friends with Goldman because they started basically the same time, right?
Yeah, they're both Boston guys, so I'm assuming he's Team Goldman. I don't know, though. I'm speaking out of class.
Yeah.
Which isn't hard for you.
Speaking out of
you class. Call the police for your scratches?
Yeah.
That's actually a good question. I asked
my scratches.
Scratches.
No, people. Somebody just said he would go to jail. I'm like, he's not going to go to jail for what he did to me.
Dude, you got to press charges. You have to press charges.
I don't know. I'm going to talk to my lawyer and Keith the cop about it afterwards. Maybe I'll bring a knife down the 7th Avenue, have the cops pull me over, and then I'll ask them what I should do.
Just cover it.
They'll go, you cut yourself.
Right.
Jussie Smollett. People are calling me Jussie Brennan.
Really?
Because they think it's fake.
It'd be a great
they think the whole thing's concocted.
That'd be a great Twitter handle, Jussie Brennan.
No, somebody already has a picture of something Osborne. I don't know if you guys can find it, but he already has a picture of me with my face with Jussie Smollett's hair.
That's really funny.
Rich Osborne. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of all these guys, but he just tweeted something.
Hey Kevin, yeah. In all seriousness, man, like I'm seriously like worried about you because this job's hard enough as it is. We have to deal with fans, we have to deal with being on stage, and if we have our own coworkers coming at us, that's scary, man.
I'm not worried.
You don't know if this guy's going to punch you out or come after you.
Oh, come
this
on.
Is serious stuff.
That's what my wife said. I'm like, what's he going to do? For real.
Yeah. Gary Goldman should just go fly a kite. I mean, a kite.
See, that's how we're going to get into trouble.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble with Gary Goldman. Is he still dating Sade Pilot, that cute black girl?
I think they're married.
Are you serious?
Okay, the guy, Rich A. Osborne, RichaOsborne. He's using my face on Jussie Smollett's hair. That's his whatever. What do you call it when your picture on your Twitter?
I don't know, portfolio, profile pic?
What do you call it, Garrett?
Avatar.
Yeah, my avatar. I knew it was a movie. I kept thinking Jaws.
Sigourney Weaver had no legs in that movie.
So, no, Chad, I'm not worried about it because, listen, I'm a dick. You know, I've gotten a fight. That's a pretty good picture, right? Oh, you can't see it.
No.
I mean, obviously, I have my issues, but I'm not pretending I'm like some fucking... I'm not pretending I'm Mother Teresa of comedy. Like, all I do is give back to the community. So, you know, like, I've had some issues with people, different people.
You admit you're an asshole, right?
Jimmy Martinez. I think Dave Landau still works here. I've had issues with him.
Jim Norton?
Yeah.
That's a recent one.
This is just this month.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had a rough April.
Bill Schultz.
You're like one of those construction sites that says, like, how many days is the last accident?
Yeah.
It's always at zero. It's like, you know, we've never...
I actually had a run-in with the Legion of Skanks when I first started, so...
There you go.
So, listen, but I'm not pretending that I'm a sweet guy. I'm not pretending I'm a sweet guy. And so, and Gary Goldman's pretending he's like, everybody loves him, and he's just such a great man and a great comic. He'll say in his Twitter, he's on the top of his game. That's why he's giving, writing tips. And he's just amazing, and he's just a great guy, and everybody loves him. But, you know, the least little thing goes wrong, and he turns into fucking the not so incredible Hulk.
He's one of Bruce Fulton's favorite comics. He likes that grape or grapefruit thing he does. So that's a very funny bit. I watched that the other day because I was like, let me check this guy out. So I don't know. But
he might be bipolar.
What are you saying? He's Santa Claus?
First of all, I like how everyone is like, I have problems too. I like how people are like, I'm bipolar. Then shut the fuck up.
I mean, you fuck boy and
what
girl
I told, polar? No, what I told, like, if you're bipolar, Then just keep it on the keep. You don't have to fucking. First of all, I told you know, when I let Noam read the fucking tweet that precipitated this whole thing with Gary Goldman, and then Noam goes, well, you know, I said, listen, if you put stuff out on Twitter, everybody knows if you put stuff out on Twitter, you're welcoming the whole world into what you just said.
Right.
It's not like a private, unless your account's private. So that's why I never put pictures of my kids or my wife. You know, even taking my shirt off, I was, you know, that's going to be a meme and a gif.
Right.
And a gift mean?
A gift
I don't know
to
what
me.
The huh?
A gift to me.
So anything you do on Twitter, you're it's for public consumption.
Right.
So if he's like, oh, I'm going to give writing tips, and like there's not going to be any pushback because all I'm doing, I'm so benevolent in my whatever I'm trying to say.
Sharing his gift.
Yeah. No, it's just you know. So it's like, but again, if he was a great guy, I would just let it go. But he's fraudulent, just like the same reason I go after Neil or Lenny or whoever else is fucking fraudulent. But or you with your fucking you hung out with whatchamacallit New Year's Eve. It's just a fucking lie. So
he's not really blind.
Nope.
So if you're full of shit and I know it, I'm gonna talk about it.
And at least Neil has a common sense to just not engage you with all this shit. Gary has got to have some sort of mental issues to, like, once you put your hands on somebody else, it's kind of game over. Like,
well, no, not really. But he'll say, well, he does have mental issues. He, you know, he says he's suffered some depression and, you know, bipolar, whatever the fuck it is. But it's like, it's okay. I have problems too.
I'm saying it's one thing to say your comedy tips are gay or whatever, but then to like actually physically throw you up against the wall in the bathroom, which has happened.
He's a big dude. Like I told him, I go, would Natterman do that to me?
No.
I mean, if he only did it, would Mike Birbiglia do it to me? No, he did it because he knows he can, because he's bigger than everybody else.
Right.
So if push comes to shove.
He's 6'7", and he played college football. He played college football.
Never on a Friday night.
It's anti-Semitic.
It's anti-Semitic.
We don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of.
I'm going to try to get Joe Rogan.
Kevin, we have to stop him, though. Like, your fans came to my aid with the Patton Oswalt. We have to stop Gary.
Stop him. Stop him from what?
Entertaining thousands.
Because he's trying to intimidate everybody. You can't, dude. We're comedians. We match wit for wit.
Oh, come on, Chad.
On another comic.
I'm gonna just bring my taser.
Yeah, allegedly it's yours. All right, just cover those knives.
Do I have to have it in my hand the whole time? The taser.
They use like a.
Huh? Well, does it ever backfire and tase me?
I tase myself.
The guy got me a taser, Chad. Even though they're illegal.
You're gonna need it.
Huh?
You're going to need it.
How great.
No, you know, this whole thing, comics use their words. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck about that. That's all bullshit. I'm done with comedy anyway. I'm done with stand-up comics and how heroic they are and how brave it is to be a stand-up. Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck about that. So I'm not trying to stop anybody, but I will fuck. If someone's a fraud, I'm going to say you're a fucking fraud. You're fraudulent. So there's nothing to stop. Neil's a fraud. No one's stopping him. Lenny's a fucking fraud. Lenny's not a real comic. When I say that, people are like, oh, how dare you? He's not a real comic. He's never been on a bus to go to a gig. He's never been on a fucking plane. He's never fucking headlined a comedy club in America. Like, is that a real comic, Chad? Even Chad, you headline sometimes.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah, I'm headlining the end of the month, Omaha Funny Bone.
See, the way I set you up for your plugs? I'm like Johnny Carson back in the day.
George, tell us where you're going to be.
That's a bad Johnny Carson. Oh, that's bad.
Where'd he go up?
That's awful. So, Chad, we can't stop, and I have no intention of stopping anybody. I'm just saying, like, and there's no, like, oh, we got to, you know, honor among thieves, all that bullshit. Fuck that. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I have the respect I have for comics, you know, the broad overall general respect I have for comics doesn't exist anymore. So I don't give a fuck. Individually, I can respect somebody or think they're good or whatever. But like this whole thing, like, oh, we're all in the same. Fuck that. Fuck that. Patton Oswalt, Gary Goldman, like, fuck them. Like, you think I give a fuck? Oh, that there's no rules.
Just right. Blue and onion.
There's no rules in comedy anymore. You're fucking it is what it is. But there's no, like, we're all in the same community. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's what Noam was saying to me. He goes, you know, you're working at the same club. Or Mike Birbiglia was saying, like, you guys are both great comics. Why don't you just work it out? Why don't you just, you know, you know, I'm like, listen. And then Noam's like, well, Kevin's making money doing what he's doing.
Name some more frauds. I want to hear.
Well, you're a fraud.
Why am I a fraud?
Yo, yo, yo.
You block people on Twitter. You act like yo, 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 yo. I'm a wigger. I'm the oldest wigger. And you block people on Twitter. That's a fag move. Yeah. I don't like you. I'm taking my ball and going home. You're mean.
You put the coon in.
I don't block anybody. I don't block anybody. You could say whatever you want to me. I don't fucking block you. That's what the internet is for.
Yep.
You go home to your basement in Elizabeth, you're like, I don't want to read negative comments. I'm going to get a stove someday.
Yeah, funny days.
When you're angry, you look like a fag.
Put your head in it.
My head doesn't fit in this microwave oven. This Easy Bake is too little.
He tried to kill himself with a hot plate.
Yo, Brian, if you were there, would you have jumped in and protected the boss?
Well, honey, if I'm in the men's room, I'm always getting thrown up on the wall. Hello.
That's an uncanny Paul Lynn. That really is amazing.
Oh, stop
Center it. Center square.
Right. You put the coon in cocoon. Wilford Brimley.
What?
Remember the old person movie, Cocoon?
Yeah, no, I do. What does that have to do with Paul Lynn? Oh.
He's an old
friend. They don't make a fucking, like, a serious Cocoon. That'd be good. You could.
Well, they'd be dying off every couple of... No. Don Ameche would be dropping dead every week.
You could play the heartthrob.
The hot young guy at the retirement home.
Fuck around with his...
Yo, B. Arthur. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
The shiznit. Yo, yo.
Oh, yo, what do you think of this buffet? Yo, yo, yo.
Let's have dinner at 3 o'clock. Yo, yo.
One of the fans calls me Bizzle. Is that for me? Bizzle?
Yeah, Bizzle's for you.
That's for me, Bizzle.
Yeah, it's like a Snoop Dogg thing from like 20 years ago.
Gotcha, Bizzle.
All right, Chad.
Chad, how's that comfort working out? I called Chad. Here's the funny. I called Chad, and he goes, I'm at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I said, what are you doing, buying a comforter? And he goes, yeah. I guessed he was buying a comforter. Right, Chad?
You did. You nailed it.
I nailed it.
Excellent report.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
Aren't we? Then we were having a comforter talk. I said, girl, it's all about the threat count.
Oh, Chad, listen, Chad, you can't go after fucking Patton Oswalt and then tell me, like, we got to, you know. It's fair. Everything's fair game now. Everything's fair game. So you go after Patton Oswalt. Gary Goldman comes after me. It's all, you can't be like, oh, you can't. You're being hypocritical. Double standard. Like, it is what it is. You go after whoever. They go after me. They want to attack me. They want to physically attack me. I'm like, okay. I mean, if he punched me in the face and fucked up this beautiful face.
Oh, my God. I'd fucking cut this throat.
Yes, Benny, for a knife.
But if it's just words, I mean, that's why it was so ridiculous that Patton Oswalt got mad at you, because it's like, it's just words. Who cares if he killed his wife and you accused him of killing his wife? We've all wanted to.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if he really did kill his wife?
That's why they're so mad.
Chad's like the greatest. Ironically, Chad uncovers the serial killer that is Patton Oswalt, and his wife is like studying serial killers. It's all like a Lifetime movie.
Chad goes on ONA Reddit, and he gets all their conspiracy theories.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It turns out they're all true.
They're all true. It's
everything's true. Right. ONA used to be a show back in the day, Barry. Barry's looking at me.
I was a Stern fan.
Where are you?
Oh, major Stern fan.
Okay, well, okay. Thanks, sir.
Once Jackie left, he lost interest.
Thanks for bursting the bubble.
I like I liked ONA a little bit, but okay, I was a Stern dude.
Okay. Thanks for chiming in.
Still
did
on.
You get it on your fucking ham radio?
It's wireless.
Ham is not kosher.
Right.
Ham is not kosher, he said.
Right.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, this is one for the
Chad,
record.
All right, thanks. Call in on Wednesday. Keep me posted.
Yep.
Okay, shout out to Rickosaurus, who can't stand me on Twitter.
All right.
So what's he mad at you for?
I don't know. I just see a tweet
he's
right now.
He's on the line if you want to.
Oh, he's on a line. Yeah, put him through.
Yeah, keep me on. I want to
hear keep that on.
Yeah, Rick loves me, that dude.
Hey,
Rick loves
me. Rickosaurus. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Ricky Boy?
Yo, Rick.
Selma the cleaning woman.
Yeah, I'm done with, look, no offense to Artie, but he's done. He's a fuck up. I'm all about moving forward.
Sure.
Rick Thoris on Twitter. I'm dropping Selma. I mean, if you keep bringing it up, I'll kind of make reference to it, but I'm done with all that argument.
What's your beef with Chad?
And I love that. Huh?
What's your beef with Chad?
I don't have a beef with Chad so much as actually another guy hates OVO Cool Cat Olive Oil, Bizzle. What's up, Bizzle?
Yo, Rickosaurus, listen.
What?
I think that's the dude that I block, right?
No, yeah, you blocked Olive Oil, OVO Cool Cat from Albuquerque.
Yeah, Albuquerque.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, I told him, make a video on how to unblock someone, and then I'll forward it to you since you said you didn't know how to unblock people.
I tried. Kevin told me you got to unblock. I blocked two or three dudes.
Yeah, they're probably, I don't know. I mean, you know I keep it cool with you. It's all about with me. I just like goofing, you know.
You don't want to get Barry Ribs mad.
Yeah. I'll fuck up Gary Goldman.
He's going to throw his oatmeal right at you.
Exactly.
I know.
If you live on the first floor,
Gary will never block me. Fizzle.
Yo,
Fizzle.
Rick, where do you live?
I live in L.A., suburbs east of L.A. I grew up in East Los Angeles, the hood.
Yeah, Savatos.
I'm going to be in L.A. this summer.
Cheech and Chong, yo.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Barry's doing a celebrity thing.
That's 70 shit.
I'm filming something in L.A. this summer.
But what did, hold on one second.
I'll come see you if I can.
What are you filming, Barry?
This dude, Dame Dash, who used to be associated with Jay-Z.
No, Damon Dash.
Excuse me. I call him Dame Dash. Right,
you're thinking of Dame Edna.
Why are you nitpicking, Brian? You asked me a question. Dame Dash.
He said nitpicking. He said nitpicking.
Exactly. For just so Keith hears. But his name's Damon. So anyway, Damon Dash from Rockefeller has picked you to do what?
I'm going to be in some of his projects. I don't know if it's going to be TV or film. I've already done some work with him. What's so funny about that, Brian? Because I have a career?
You don't have a stove. You're really on fire. You've kept these projects on the back burner.
Yo, I wish Dante Nero was here.
Right, what is he going to do? He's going to beat you up?
Just throw something that comes in like... So you have no problem with, but you have no problem with Chad?
No. Look, here's my problem. Not a problem, but it's kind of getting tiresome. Look, okay. Chad, no offense.
Sure.
I live in L.A. I know how fake people are, especially West Side people from L.A. are.
Hey.
Bunch of phony baloney motherfuckers. Yeah. The real people are on the East Side,
yep.
You know, so we're the ones that keep their, you know, keep it 100.
Chulo,
anyway,
baby.
Keep it 100. First of all, people that keep it 100 don't say keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
No, that's a fucking, that's a corny thing to even say. I keep it 100. People who keep it 100 don't say they keep it 100.
What he's talking about.
No, it's not, 100's not a freeway. That's a 101, dumb fuck.
All right.
Rick, switch it up to 200s.
About LA.
Rick, switch it up to 200 so Kevin don't have to talk shit.
What other emojis are you? Are you the laughing so hard you're crying?
I like that eggplant.
Yeah. I'm always using emojis. It's Rickosaurus. Come on, man. Yeah. You don't know who I am.
I know who you are. I'm just saying. So you don't have a problem with Chad. You don't like L.A.
No, it's just like, let's move forward. Chad, go back to New York. Fuck L.A.
There you go.
Dude, look at Barry. Always working. He's always working. Every comic I see on Twitter is always working.
Kevin, what's so funny about that?
No, I'm working? Not goofing on you. I'm saying you're working. So
right.
Chad, get the fuck out of L.A.
Yo, Rick, Kevin's laughing when you say I'm working all the time. I'm out 7 nights a week.
Sleeping.
Yeah, what the fuck, Kevin? Kevin thinks he's all that now.
Tell him.
He's out 7 nights a week. He's working 3.
Hey, he's in a sleeping bag. Who's the guy that did
the
show?
I just got to say this. I got to say this before I leave. Kevin, thank you for pushing Barry to get on Twitter. He is the funniest motherfucker on Twitter. Fuck everybody else.
Nice.
Except Chrissy Marr, my baby. I love him to death. He's the best. Barry, you make Twitter a million times more fun. It's been the greatest thing ever since you joined. I'm always trying to make you laugh. I'm never going to stop trying, you know, with my granny porn jokes and my BBWs, my fat women and all that bullshit. I love it, man. So, Barry, you're the man. Love you, Brooklyn. When you're in L.A., I'll come see you. Kevin, I hope you fuck that fool up. And Brian, you always do a good podcast. Love you.
Thank
brother.
You, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Look at that.
Thanks, Rickosaurus.
He's out. Rickosaurus, everybody.
See, Barry? I told you to get on Twitter. And now people, I think he's really being sincere when he says
I got one fan. That's cool.
Right, so don't block people.
Holly, dude, I got two fans, man.
Yeah, so don't be blocking people because that's childish.
Why don't we speak to Vinny, man? Because he could be a Columbine graduate, you know, and shit.
Embrace the hate.
We got to know what he's about.
Embrace.
We have OVO.
Let's go with
on
the joke, Vinny.
Too.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's OVO Cool Cat, aka Olive Oil.
Oh shit!
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Barry. I would like send you instructions on like how to unblock me, but I don't know if you would know how to do that on your rotary phone.
Oh shit! He also has a calculator.
You live like a little Korean girl.
You would know he was in Korean War.
Well, you should see me. just unblock me, Barry. Come on, I didn't even say that anything that bad to you. Like everyone else trolls you even harder. Like it's all love over here.
I'm trying to unblock you. We'll have a seminar after this.
Right, Garrett can do it for you. It's very easy.
1 second.
Yeah, Garrett's
no spring chicken.
What does that mean?
I mean, he's not like some like young kid on the Twitter. It's not that hard. The point is like if Garrett can do it.
Why are you going to insult Garrett?
I'm just saying that he's a gentleman of 33 or something.
Come on,
he's
Brian. I thought we had a thing going.
We have a thing. Eat your pistachios and shut up.
Garrett, we're going to unblock him, man, because he sounds very sweet.
Right. He's OVO Cool Cat.
guy's like, he's great.
Yeah, I'm OVO Cool Cat.
Yeah. Where do you live, dude?
Albuquerque. Watch the show once in a while when you're not on.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I live in Albuquerque. Hey,
does he sound like a bad guy, OVO Cool Cat?
They're all nice in New Mexico.
Until they get high in meth.
Yeah.
Like that show.
Yeah, yeah. It's real fucked up down here. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
No, your Gary Goldman feud, like, you have other fucking comics fighting. Jeff Leach is now fighting with Louis J.
I know, that brought me joy, to watch people fighting over me.
Jeff Leach is fighting with who?
Jeff Leach is fighting with Louis J. Gomez.
Okay.
Because Jeff Leach was like,
you know
he kind of...
You know what's crazy about that, too, Kevin?
Do you mind if I talk on my own show? Anyway, he chimed in because he doesn't like Gary Goldman either, and then I think Lewis was like, just stay out of it, because I guess Jeff Leach threw himself into the when Louis J. Gomez and Kurt Metzger had a fight in L.A. and Lewis just is like, stay out of it. You're just doing it to. He goes. Your name is symbolic of what you are. His last name is Leach.
Right.
So
Bob Stolz of the Rich and Famous.
That's a pretty good one. But it is flattering when flattering when you can start little brush fires from your fire. You know what I mean? You feel like something.
Right.
I was at the hockey game yesterday. I'm like, I'm somebody.
Yeah.
And then after the game, this guy was like, Kevin Brennan. I was like, yeah. Turned out it was my ex brother-in-law.
Really?
I thought it was a fan.
That's so funny.
But it was my ex.
No pictures.
It's my ex-brother-in-law. He goes, I could have got your free tickets. I was like, dope. Paid $100. I was in Brooklyn, the Barclay Center.
You should have called.
I would have met you. It would have taken 3 hours to organize that. You're drunk and blind.
Yeah, drunk and blind. That's about right.
So we went to the game, bought tickets. We were just going out of the house, and I'm like, all right, let's see if we can get
you and the boy tickets. Or the whole family?
And my wife didn't want to go because she had to do her hair, and that takes 5 hours.
Of course.
But I saved $100. The tickets were expensive, and then they fucking lost anyway.
Right.
I think whatchamacall was there, Eye in the Sky. I think I saw him tweet. I was gonna like try to hook up with him, but then it's too hard. Too many people.
Right.
I met one of my fans from here, Michael something. Yo, Garrett.
Cool. Anyway,
Garrett, you don't even want to put his picture on
Teamster
his hand.
Tim, Teamster Tim, what? Yeah, Teamster Tim has something to say.
I have a couple questions for.
Yeah.
For Barry.
We don't want to hear from that dude. We got to see if he's
OVO.
Safe and shit.
Tim is the one that, hold on. OVO, give us 1 second.
Is this mic on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, Barry, would you cut a bitch's head off like OJ if she left it your gray pubic hair?
It's like the dating game. It's like the dating game. I have some questions. Bachelor number one. Hey,
give me Martindale.
Okay, I got one more for you, Barry. You ever bang one of your bitches in the ass and get stuck together like dogs?
Barry has like a forked penis like a pig.
What is that called? What is that called when you're fucking a girl in the ass, you get stuck like a pig?
Like pigs, their dicks like open up and until they ejaculate, they're stuck in there. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No wonder there's so many pigs.
That's why my ex-wife used to tell me.
Have you ever done a pig?
Yeah, Barry, but your mother.
Yes or no?
I'm going to make a mother joke. It's just ridiculous.
Kev, I got one more.
One more.
I got one more.
Second.
That's your number one.
I got one more.
You could be any animal.
Barry, you ever take a good Metamucil shit and wish your cock was that big?
Great. Timmy's killing it. Yeah, I should sit on the couch today. I don't know.
I've never thought of that, but sometimes you take a big shit, you're like, oh my God, if my dick was that thick and brown.
Yeah, thick and brown.
Hey, Brian.
Yo, what's up, OVO?
I be busting these bitches up.
Right. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, to that question that Barry had, if you ever fucked a pig, you should have said, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Ah, nice. What are you, a Chinese phone book?
All right, OVO, thanks. We got other calls.
Okay. Well,
okay,
gonna unblock
you.
Yeah, don't be a bitch.
Just let them all, let the shit fly.
I mean, blocking's the most cowardice thing you can do.
It really is.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jerry.
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 Criticizing Barry.
Terry.
You're looking at Jerry Orbach. They went to high school together.
What show'd you call into? It's Jerry Seinfeld's birthday. He's not here, though.
Why?
Why do we have birthdays?
I don't have a sink.
You're criticizing Kevin's tummy. Why don't you show your tummy?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Oof. You know what? We're fine.
No, let's see it.
Mine?
Yeah. He's taken his shirt off here before. No, stand up. Stand up.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, yeah, and move everything around, too. Here he goes.
Oh, God.
Oh, disgusting. Here, I have the music to play of that.
This would be a great dating game.
There isn't one gray hair
in my mouth.
There's a few less.
I might have to floss them.
Notice how I'm moving away from Brian.
All right, we've seen enough.
You get one Zerber today. It's all right.
You're not going to win. That was a good question.
Fucking McNeil Lehrauer.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Yeah, man, I love how Lewis is now getting into this with Jeff Leach. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's funny.
I heard Greg Giraldo and Patrice O'Neill are feuding.
But yeah, you know, maybe 30 years ago.
Thank you.
I don't understand why Lewis and Jeff want to get into this. Gary Goldman's a faggot, so all he right. should be banned from the cellar, you know, and everywhere else.
Yeah, but he's not gonna be, because why is he such
a big name?
They'll just say he didn't. First of all, you know, the only reason I'm probably if I get into trouble, it's because it's gonna be. I already said if I don't get into trouble, it's because they already know he's got issues. Like the seller already knows he's got anger issues. So it's like what he did wasn't a surprise. He does flip out on the crowd. People have complained about him before. They already know this. Like even when I said to Noam that, Noam's like, yeah, we've had complaints about he flips out on customers, blah, blah, blah. So it's like they're not going to ban him because, you know, Noam, you know, I've said to Noam that they already turned the comics into fucking comedy robots. So I think Noam thinks like, well, you know, it's like anything. If fucking rappers or athletes, there's going to be tempers are going to flare sometimes. So it's the way it is.
Up because you get banned from just tweeting about the seller, and he attacks somebody at the seller and doesn't get banned.
Yeah, but I got banned because of Leslie Jones, who's friends with Esty, and they go to Yankee games together. So that was a no brainer. Of course, they're going to ban me for that because it's fame. And then, you know, who they're friends with. And then if you're a certain religion or if you're a certain, you know, whatever. I mean,
if you're not white is what you're trying to say.
No, I have no protection there because, first of all, if I was, you know, I'm not going to say it's because I'm Irish Catholic. I have no,
Me too.
They don't give a fuck. So it's just the way it is. I don't care. Like, it'd be like if I was a fireman. Or a cop and fucking Gary Goldman as a Jew attacked me, they would be like, okay, well, we don't, you know, we're all Irish. So they wouldn't stick together, but it's just like, you're asking for trouble. You know, even when I tweeted the first thing about Gary Goldman, about him fucking, that started the thing, I was like, I'm probably going to get into trouble for this eventually because it'll be like, well, you know, we like Gary. And when I was sitting there talking to Noam that night, Gary walked in and I had my back to the door. So Noam goes, Gary's walking in, don't say anything. And so he walked right by me. He went right over to the Comedy Cellar table and he started, and Esty was sitting there by himself. He started chatting up Esty. I'm like, okay, that's what's going to happen. He's going to say, I do this. He's going to embellish everything I did. And then he's going
to
say,
look the marks on his neck. Let's just tell him what he did. Easy.
Yep. Dracula Burke.
First of all, Esty don't like me anyway. The only reason I'm not banned for life there is because I think Noam likes me a little bit, and also he likes the fact that I'm not like a robot. So he wants people to have a little personality left. It's not just be totally afraid of like, I had a bad spot. I'll never work here again. And that's true. I mean, if you have enough bad spots and they don't like you, you'll just be gone forever. So whatever. I mean, I'm to the point now. I'm like, I don't give a fuck because I'm going to be 50. I'm going to be 50 soon, and I'm just getting older.
That's what I like now is because you don't give a fuck. Clearly, you're hilarious.
Yeah, because I'm dying.
The other day, I see Shane Gillis on
Real Ass Podcast with Luis J. Gomez, and he's holding back because he's afraid he's going to get in trouble.
Well, the problem is, honestly, the problem is you can't get away with anything anymore anyway, because people will just, like, I was talking about Gary Goldman and Jim and Sam, and I knew that would get back to him. So it's like, back in the day, it was harder to find out what someone said about you because you had to be listening to the show. They didn't have the internet. If somebody said something about you on ONA or Howard Stern, you had to be listening at the time.
Right.
But now people can just find out.
Now they cut the clip.
Yeah, no matter what the show is, if you're shitting on somebody, someone can just clip it and then send it to the guy. So I think I'm the bravest man alive because I'll say shit and I know it's going to get back to the guy.
Also, like I told you on Saturday, Brad Trackman called me.
Yeah, Brad Trackman. Brad fucking Trackman. I invited him to be on the show because Brian uses him as a punchline. He's got a funny name.
Yeah, it's a funny name. It's
So I texted him. I said, if you ever want to do the show, you know, I know he lives in South Jersey. I think they call it Delaware now. Yep. So he lives way down there, and he goes, I'd love to, but he didn't pick a day. I told him what day, Monday or Wednesday. So then he calls Brian and says, what, Brian?
He called me and he heard, and this is to the point, somebody told me that you were talking shit about me on the show. And I mean, maybe not really talking shit, but like.
You just use him as a punchline because he's got a funny name. Plus, he
no
wrote the book
talking,
where he.
Y'all were talking to any noise. Y'all weren't talking any noise about that guy.
Really? Yeah, we were talking.
He wrote the big one. He wrote the book with Kumia, so he's kind of friends with the network anyway.
I did hear a little bit, but he called me. He was like, somebody told me. I mean, we worked it out, and he doesn't want me to say his name anymore. So the new Brad Trackman, it's Christian.
I listened to the episode.
He did. The new Brad
Trackman. So he's only doing that just to try to be careful.
Yeah.
Because there may be an inbox.
Wait, what did he do?
Or whatever.
What did he do?
The new Brad Trackman is now Christian Finnegan. So, because that's also fun to say.
I like how you pick on like non-violent guys.
Did Kenanu lift your house?
Say it again. Ryan? Sorry.
Did you snip the toilet seat when Kenanu lived your house?
Did I ever? No, but I'll tell you, it was really funny because she was at the house and I was showing her all my stuff in my house and she was like, ooh, ah. And then she goes on Twitter and she's like, that fucking douchebag was showing me his stupid shit. I was like, hey.
Good.
I thought you liked my faucet where you wave your hand on top of it.
No, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes
a faucet. It's a thing where water comes out. It's hot water on one side, cold water on the other.
Thank you.
He has one of those things where the hot water comes out in one spigot and the cold water comes out in the other, and he has to keep going back and forth with his hands.
Spigot the right,
at the right temperature. Oh, so hot, so cold, so hot, so cold, so hot, so cold.
You put anybody on the cellar roster.
My grandma's house.
Barry lives a very modest living for his art. Let's put it that way.
Well, Barry Ribbs is doing a 50-people show in Arizona.
Yeah, when's your next big road gig?
Dame and Dash, motherfucker. You're not paying attention?
Dame Dash.
I'm going to Las Vegas end of May.
Well, I bet it's going to be a good trip.
What club?
To play the slots.
Any slots? What club?
June 3rd, I'll be at the L.A. Comedy Club. I think it's in the Stratosphere.
Yeah, Butch Bradley.
Nikki Carr is the residency once a month.
Oh, I thought Butch Bradley was a resident.
She's got a once a month there, so I'll be there. And I got a few other ones when we get closer. If I come back, Brian, you know.
Well, you can tweet it out also, too. That's how you use Twitter. You promote yourself.
Gotcha, yeah.
Not just block people who say you're old.
Yeah, he's blocking big names like Chad Zubak.
Yeah, Chad
I'll be going back to Phoenix sometime. We're going to perform for the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, nice.
No, you're not.
Yes.
The whole team.
Yes.
Is that because you talk like a shine?
Kevin, why would you doubt that, Kevin? You've never seen my stand-up.
This is a very unorthodox gig to perform for a basketball team.
Yes.
Yo, yo, yo. A lot of black dudes here.
I bet you had to.
Let's see if Goldman would be tough with the team, right?
I bet you had to jump through.
See how tough he is with those guys.
I bet you had to jump through hoops to get that gig.
Always got to come up with a pun just to diminish my career.
Attention.
What's it? I have to call it. What was that, buddy?
You've said that before.
I know. It's all I got.
Go ahead, Teamster Tim. You got another question.
I got a couple more.
Hold on, buddy.
We also have Leslie Jones on the phone.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. All right. Y'all plug that in.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Leslie hates me. She hates me, Leslie.
Wow.
Does she know you?
I guess they have the same haircut.
on Facebook.
I basically implied she wasn't as good looking as a friend of mine, and she said, fuck you, Barry Ribs, and she has remembered my face, and if I'm ever around her, she will fuck me up.
So you think you're not going to get cast on SNL next year?
Yo, she's going to be my Gary Goldman, I'm telling you.
That'd be a good story. I'd love to be choked by her.
All right.
Jesus Christ, I'd go right to the popo. It's black on white crime, yo.
She's a female-looking dude.
Okay, what? Barry, I got a couple questions for you, all right? You ready?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. Yo, Barry, let's say Michael Jackson was into old men instead of kids. Would you be down for molesting? Not because you're a fag, but for the loot?
That one I could answer. That one I could answer. Unequivocally, yes. Is that too fancy a word?
No. Answer? I knew what you meant.
Go ahead, Leslie Jones.
Kevin, this is a good show. I miss you. How you doing? Yo, Barry Ribs, I'm going to come fuck your head up. You telling me I don't look as good as Della Reese.
Della Reese is dead, I think.
Yes, and.
That's why she doesn't look good. Right there.
How you doing, Kevin?
Well, you know, I've had a rough week, Leslie. I mean, you know, I don't know. Who do you think is tougher, you or Gary Goldman? Who should I be more afraid of?
I got that instinct to slit your throat. I get that close to you. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't like the fact that you've been ditching me and dissing me, and you've been going after the strong, big, tall Jewish man instead of me and facing your fears. You know, Lenny took me to the baseball game once and at the seventh inning brought me Cracker Jack and put him outside my cage.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get banned for a month. I'm going to get banned for 2 months.
You're going to close the cellar.
I meant my emotional cage. You know I'd be going to therapy and shit, Kevin.
I forgot the terminology.
Let me ask you something. I saw Barry Ribb's calendar. Ooh, that a hot calendar. Barry, I'm going to tell you this. You won't come on the road with me and Lenny. You can come with me and Lenny. You got to stop flying yourself places and then just visiting them and saying that you're on tour. That's not a tour, okay? You can't just take a bolt bus and go to Cincinnati and be like, I'm on tour in Cincinnati. Also, I stopped by a bowling alley, spoke with some people, and consider that a set. You need the microphone. You need the stage. You need to be booked. You need to stop undervaluing yourself. I've been doing this for 48 years, and when I was in that movie opposite Charlton Heston and he yelled, you damn dirty bastard, I'm going to tell you this. What I learned was don't undervalue yourself. You build up your name in New York City, then you're going to get to go out on the road. And I'll tell you the best thing about the road, Barry. You want to know the best thing about the road? If you and I go on it together, you could lay there and I'll do the shows.
You could kiss my black ass.
I'll try and kiss your black ass, but you know it's so sweet. I know Willis.
All right. You said, I'm no Willis?
I don't know. So, Leslie, how many more show? How many you and Lenny going on tour? Now you're going out to San Francisco to do that thing. What's it called?
Yeah, the Faggot Festival. We'll be at the Faggot Festival in San Francisco. The Rizzaroni, the Felcher's Treat. Come catch us at Cobb's Comedy Club. Speaking of Cobb, I'm hungry. I want corn and chicken and ribs and all that. And
the Cobb up your butt.
We'll be there. And I got a call from the Stress Factory where he called me and he said Barry Ribs was dropping our names and wanted to know if we wanted to all do a show there together. So I told him I'd give you a call and see what we could do and organize and put it together and stuff like that. Also, sometimes Lenny go down the Strawberry Jam there, and then he come up and we play a game called Guess My Period.
I'm glad at your age. I'm glad you still have a period. Anybody?
I don't. That's why he puts the Strawberry Jam there, and I always say, nope, okay. Not my period, but we make him keep doing it.
Thank you for saving that.
All right. I'll see you on Saturday, Brian McCarthy, at this goddamn juicy gig.
I heard you're not going. I heard you're not going. I heard you.
I'm going to go. I'm going to just go. I'm going to go to steal purses, and I'm going to go to steal alarm clocks and any type of installation that they put around that is iPhone-related. And if they got a ring camera,
don't forget the copper. Don't forget the copper wiring.
They got copper wiring.
Hello.
It's going to be a fancy house. Brian, I'm going to drag your name through the mud when they're going to go, how come your Jew friend stole everything?
right, Leslie.
Good mind to bring Barry ribs and make them goddamn be covering. They'll be like, oh, who this old guy that lost his mind and he keeps going wise and nobody yelling bingo numbers. Right. And while they're giving him love, I'm going to just go around, take purses, take sneakers. You know them rich white people got lots of good new balances.
Yeah,
oh, I am older, okay? Put an ER after that.
For emergency room.
Okay, and then put the word Van Dirt after that.
He's all right.
Oh, this guy. This goes in a time capsule. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie. Good luck with everything.
Love your lips.
All due respect.
All four pairs. I meant to say lips. Two. Yeah, well, yeah, she's big lips. I don't have big lips.
Huh?
I don't mind big
lips. My wife has big lips. I like big lips.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly.
Leslie will do more than scratch me if she ever sees me. Yo, Leslie hates me. Yo.
She wouldn't put her hands on you, though.
I would go at her for the story.
She will
fuck. It would get paid six. It would get paid six.
No doubt. She'll fuck me
up. You can move up to the first floor in your building.
Mm-hmm. She does not like me.
First of all, I think you're imagining it, this situation. When was the last time I'm telling you. When was the last time you seen her?
We were at the Strip 2 years ago. The whole cast was there.
The whole cast of what?
Of SNL.
What's happening?
Of SNL.
Of Lunchables?
She walked by me and mumbled some shit like, oh, this motherfucker's here. Something like that.
Why was the whole cast there?
I don't know.
And the whole cast of SNL was at the comic strip.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a dream you had.
No, about a year or two ago.
Dan Aykroyd was there.
John Belushi. Colin
Jost was there.
Right.
Farrow. Leslie and a few others were there.
Okay.
And she saw you and said what?
She mumbled. She walked by me and mumbled like, who this motherfucker is? Maybe something like that.
Maybe she doesn't like the movie Back to the Future.
Right, exactly. So hold on. What did you say to her on Facebook? What did you say?
I just said on Facebook that she's not good looking like a friend of mine. There's not even a comparison. And she said, fuck you, Barry Ribs.
What's the context? Does she know the friend?
I had both pictures.
I see. Okay, great.
So you put her, you matched her.
Yes.
And you said she's not as good looking as my friend.
Yes.
Okay, well, you're kind of asking for it, aren't you?
Yes, just like you. It's a page from Kevin Brennan. I took the seminar.
But then why are you mad if she doesn't want to be a party to you?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm saying go at her.
Let's do it.
Not let's. You're going to go solo.
You're
going to go solo. Go on Twitter. She blocked you on Twitter?
On Facebook.
Okay, Twitter.
Let's do Twitter.
She hasn't blocked you on Twitter, so if you want to have fun, do. No, not let's. You.
Find her on. Why don't we? Here's what we're going
to do. We'll picture the same thing.
We're going to unblock.
And then tag her, and she'll get all bent out of shape.
We're going to unblock OVO, and we're going to add her on your Twitter, okay?
Yes, exactly.
So we'll do those two things, and maybe Garrett will help with that, and then you can go off and do this.
Kevin's going to help me get fucking murdered in this business. Thank you, Kevin.
But it was your idea. Don't drag Kevin into this. He's got enough on his plate. You know,
is there a pun with the plate?
No, but I mean, you put a fork in me and I'm going to come. I don't even know. That was horrible. Even for me, that was bad. I want to say done or come, but it just didn't. They're not all home runs. I'm going to go on Zoloft.
Are you?
Maybe.
I tried Zoloft.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yo, it made me depressed like a motherfucker.
Well, are you sure you don't mean a mirror?
Why come here to get insulted?
I don't know.
Where do you usually go?
Yeah, exactly. So what made you, did it fuck with your dick?
I did it a short time. My cousin's an MD, so.
He just gave it to you?
I did a day or two of it, and I was fucking depressed. And I said, can I go off that shit? And
I think that's the first, initially you get depressed, and then you get stable, right?
That's what they say. It takes a while to get into your system.
And then at first, I think it fucks you up, and then you get stabilized.
I had a separation from the ex-wife, and I was having the panic attacks. So that's what the doctor.
Are you having a panic attack because you thought you'd never get laid again?
A crystal ball.
No, that's what happens to guys when they break up. That's why they don't break up, because at least it's steady pussy, even if it's only once a month.
Right.
And then at your age, were you ever good looking? And then at your age, you got to be thinking, like, will anyone ever fuck me?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I broke up with a girl. I was 36. Can you imagine how good looking I was at 36?
Oh, I can't even.
And I was like, maybe I probably won't have any luck on the streets after this.
It's like those like shirts with the big collars that stick out. You
36. Down, 36, like, and I was worried. I'm not even worried now. I could get crazy pussy.
Dude, I went out.
Even if my stomach bad.
Went out Saturday night in Manhattan. There were so many hot girls out.
And you have
bars.
A good shot in here because there's so many fags in this town that there's just, I think the numbers are good.
Oh, numbers are great. It's like 58, 42 or something like that. Like it's, yeah. You get pussy. Are you married or what do you have going on?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. So, all right. Thanks.
It took a
I'm
while.
An angry guy. You married or?
Yeah, I'm married. I get steady pussy.
All right.
Yeah, but you put a knife to her throat.
Exactly. Right. You
taser. It works, man.
Yeah, you taser. Hey! Are you still white?
We haven't heard from Vinny over there.
He tases her until she comes.
Right open that.
Maybe she fakes it every once in a while.
Right.
Hey.
Brian, don't you want to say hi to Vinny?
I can't see, but yeah. Hi, Vinny.
Maybe he doesn't want to be fucking on the show. Maybe he has a job to worry about.
Do you want to be on the show?
What I do want to say is, have you guys looked at Barry's acting reel?
No.
Oh.
It's like 3 minutes long. I watched it.
Is it good or fucked up?
Is it good?
Can we go to it now? Barry's acting reel? Where is it? On his website?
I bet once you got to the talkies, it was probably ruined.
Get it, Garrett.
Get it, Garrett.
Get it, Garrett. Who the fuck is this?
He's like a child actor.
Right, really.
We have another fan here.
Yeah, he was late, though.
Oh, there it is. Garrett is the Garrett's the shit, man.
I gotta go look.
That's you.
You'll see I play storekeeper. What's so funny about that?
Put the money in the bag.
You don't want to do this, my man.
Put the money in the bag.
What's so funny? It's supposed to be drama.
Is this CSI of Elizabeth?
This is going to end up bad for you.
That's really you.
Stick on ice.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, nice. You fucking you wasted that motherfucker. That's good acting.
I blocked him.
Was it supposed to end this way?
You redeemed yourself, Barry.
I blocked him.
If only I had a second chance.
Holy shit.
Not bad, Barry. Not bad.
Thank you.
I would fucking try god to tell awful. The
guys, if you don't slow down, it will all come to an end.
In 2004, infamous producer Mickey the Jew Morris came up with the idea that he wanted to create a rap group that was different from anything anyone had ever seen before.
The other rap crews, they came from the streets. These dudes came from the woods, man.
Tell these niggas where we from, yo. We from the woods, my nigga. We from the woods. Y'all niggas in the projects with hot water, cold water. What the hell is an elevator, nigga?
Okay, nigga, you ever wiped your ass with acorns? What?
That shit hurt, nigga.
These guys would take things to the next level. Where other crews travel with a hype man, these guys travel with a
this
dead
this bit is good,
dude,
but the white guy's holding it back.
Who does that? Who does that?
Well, Rod Jenkins, a childhood friend who would become a DeGaff favorite, was so popular that when he died from snorting huge amounts of tree bark, the crew decided to keep him around as a hype man.
The stage presence of Rara was phenomenal. It wasn't like he was even dead. I tried to talk to the guys, but they already made up their mind. They no longer needed Rara.
With emotions at an all-time low, the group left Rara hanging.
Good stuff. Barry, you look like Barry Levinson.
Good,
he looks like Barry Levinson. You know Barry Levinson, the director? You look a lot like him. He's from, I think he's from here. He's from Baltimore, or is he from here?
Yeah, he made like Diner.
Yeah, I know, I know. But I think he was from Baltimore.
But me.
He looks like Barry. Can we get a picture, a current picture of Barry Levinson? And you kind of talk like him, too. You're kind of funny in that because they're using you properly. Like as an old kind of a.
old, like
Jewish older, kind of a older. You know,
who's that guy that did NSYNC?
Rap adjacent, huh?
Look at all the kids. The guy, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah, he had a Jewish name like Bernstein or something.
Right, he's dead. That dude, that
I believe he's passed away. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when he had longer hair, you kind of look like him. I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, old white people, they kind of all look alike.
It's melting, kind of.
So, well, that's good. You guys, you're a natural, Barry.
Yeah,
thank you, Vinny.
Why don't you do more acting?
I know it's
hard to get. See, this is, doesn't he look like I'm kind of there? Anyway, maybe I'm imagining it.
Yeah. For Dame
Dash. You can't see.
I'm going to L.A. this summer for Dame Dash and shit.
So, when you say, like, do you have a location? Or are you going to stay out there?
I have no info right now. Details to follow, they call it.
They're going to put you up? Or are you going to have to put yourself up?
Where do you go up?
Well, I have places I can crash.
The good thing about L.A., yeah, the beach. The good thing about L.A. is that it's warm. You can sleep outside.
Yep. Or like in a car. You rent the car, you sleep in the car.
Yeah, because a lot of homeless people. And go right to Santa Monica.
Yo, Kevin.
Get off the last stop.
Kevin, Dame Dash put me on a trailer for this comedy show called...
to drive the trailer?
Unhitched?
Called something Comedy Nuts or some shit. And they put me on the trailer as the face of it, and it got 5,000 views.
It's impossible. 5,000 views? Joe Rogan takes a shit, he gets 27,000 views. So 5,000 views is nothing in this day and age.
In 3 days, Kevin.
Oh, 3 days?
For a no face. A no face.
So you're saying it almost went viral?
It went virus.
That guy go
virus.
Didn't that guy go bankrupt or something?
Who?
Damon Dash?
Probably a couple times.
Yeah,
Black people aren't good with money. Go ahead.
Barry.
Chris Rock says that.
These projects that he's going to put you in, are they the same projects that you live in now in Elizabeth?
In L.A. you're talking about? Yo, you can't be laughing at your shit, man. That's Comedy 101. You're like Brian.
He's not in comedy. He's a sideliner.
Yeah.
Barry.
But he's trying. Another question. You didn't even speak to this dude.
Yo,
here.
Barry.
He's going to try to block you from the room.
Yeah.
If a bitch chows down on 2 Filet-O-Fish... large fry and a chocolate shake. Would you still eat that fat ass?
Yo, that dude should sit here, I think.
I got one more for you, Barry, and I'm done. One more and I'm done. One more and I'm done.
He's better as a roving reporter.
One more and I'm done. All right.
Go ahead.
Yo, Barry.
Yeah.
Say one of your hoes get out of line. Would you beat her with your orthopedic shoe like Ike Turner?
He's a good joke writer, Brian.
I mean, he's not bad. He's not bad for a guy that's not really his industry. Yeah. I gotta give it to him.
I inspire him.
He's been involved with some trailers. Don't you drive some trailers every once in a while?
Yeah. Every night. I drive overnight. I drive trucks overnight.
He's a professional driver.
Yeah.
We appreciate him.
So when you're done, what time do you start at work?
I start work at 5 o'clock, and I get done like 5, 6 in the morning.
So you're up, but then you go to bed, what, like 8 o'clock?
About 7 when I get home from work.
7, and you get up, what, like 3 o'clock?
Usually like 1, 2.
Well, you drive overnight every night?
Every night.
So did you sleep to come to the show or no?
I had jury duty today, but they spelt my name wrong on the paper, and they wouldn't let me serve.
Sweet.
Would you still get the credit for it?
No. I got to use a sick day.
You got to go back, huh?
No. That's it. Because
so you didn't work last night because you had jury duty.
I'm not going to work tonight. I start on Monday. I end on Saturday morning.
So you had off last night and you're
right.
And you're supposed to have off tonight.
Right. Tonight I had jury duty, so I had the day off. But
jury duty in Jersey or here?
Jersey City.
Okay,
at the courthouse.
Oh, I've been there when I got headbutted.
Sure have.
Real shithole.
Right there, Journal Square, down at Journal Square. Yeah.
Can I plug one of my shows tonight?
Absolutely. We got 13 minutes. How long is it going to take?
I got two shows tonight.
Talk slow.
Anybody in the New York area, I'm at the Bougie Room at 7. Bougie Room tonight, Park Avenue South at 7. Brian?
I might go to that.
Around 32 Street. I'll be at the Bougie Room.
Okay, cool.
And then...
I think they're calling it 32nd now instead of 32 Street.
32nd Street.
Deuce minus 10.
Bougie. And then I'm going to be...
7 o'clock.
And then 8 o'clock in Astoria at a spot called Dominies. Dominies on 30th Avenue.
A lot of 30s, actually.
I used to live out there.
You like Astoria?
I used to. Now I like Jersey City better. The light rail and the buildings are new. Astoria's old.
Yeah, it's lower though too. It's not as, you know, not big buildings.
Yeah, it's, but it's old. They try to make it fancy. They try to fancy it up.
Jersey City has the hood, and then has the expensive shit, and the people that do the Grove Street area, the path.
Yeah,
they could suck my balls.
Why does it matter?
They are like Williamsburg sort of fuck. Jersey City. I said that on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
Why do you get off? Why do you get off the train in Jersey City? You got bitches there? I thought you live in Elizabeth.
Gotta get his money.
Man, you guys have no idea how many bitches I have around this country.
Give us an idea. Is it more than two?
I was going to say. Sounds like a rough life.
So once again, Kevin, quickly.
Yeah, quickly. You, we have 11
people,
minutes left.
You people that live around Grove Street, Path Train.
That's my stop, man.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
What'd they do? What'd they do?
They're just bougie, and they come out of the path. They just run you down. They are the fucking worst human, subhuman garbage. Back to you guys.
I was talking about white people, by the way. That was all code for white folks.
Yeah. Well,
you don't like the white people, entitled white people.
Grove Street, they are
privileged.
They're like the Upper East of Manhattan and the Williamsburg.
And like three, a disturbed black dude finished. Trying to cross the street.
The three tribes of subhumans.
You're finished. You just keep talking. That's all.
Fuck you all. Don't be fans of mine.
Yeah, no problem.
He's not a fan of yours.
He's a fan of yours.
Exactly. No problem.
You a fan of mine?
No, but
look at him. Look at him. You a fan of mine?
He's a fan.
I don't care if you're a fan. You're a fan of mine?
Yeah. It's TJ, right?
Hey, listen.
Three
Barry,
fans, two fans.
Fan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's going to be president. He might be your manager. He should be your manager.
Lucasaurus is my, he says he's my
Barry,
number one.
You got to make up some shirts. I Heart Barry Ribs.
Right. Make
That's
sure that.
You got to do.
You do it, and I give you a percentage.
Oh, my God. Let Brian do it. He's got a half-ass t-shirt.
Half-ass? How dare you? It's a full-ass.
That's actually the name of it, half-ass t-shirt company.
Brian, what are your plugs?
Wait. Let's go to the let's go to Angry Caller. Angry Caller, you got anything? How's your health doing?
Oh, my health's doing pretty good, man.
You had cancer?
Yeah, it was crazy. I had cancer for like half my life and didn't know it. It was pretty.
What kind of cancer did you have?
A chromosome renal mass lesion.
Grow
to phone. That's how I remember it.
Huh?
That's how I remembered what it's called, because of conochrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a weird kind of cancer that grows really slowly, and it doesn't spread. Like, it just kind of grows in a big mass until it takes over that whole thing, and then it'll slowly
So what, how'd you know you had it?
Where was the mass?
It was in my kidney.
It was at the church. That where the mass was.
How I know I had it, because I got a gallstone came out and gave me pancreatitis, and they had to find the stone, so they gave me an MRI. And when they were looking for the stone, they found this giant tumor in my kidney.
Wow.
And
was
yeah,
it painful?
I'd had it. No, I didn't know I had it. I had no idea.
It was malignant, and they took it out, and now you're fine?
Yeah. That's the fucking long and short of it, man.
If you become a fan of mine, you'll have good health for the rest of your life.
No, because when Barry signs off, he says good health. Like, if you correspond with him on Facebook or Twitter, he'll sign off good health. So, right. Guarantee good health.
So what do you think, Angry Caller?
Why don't you talk in the microphone, pal?
Still not going to be a fan?
No, I'm not going to be a fan.
No, you wouldn't. No. Gary Goldman says good Chavez.
You don't want me as a fan. I'm a fan of Kevin, and I've said things to him on Twitter like, Kevin, do you like it when David Hogg gags you, sticks his cock down your throat until you gag, or is that his idea?
That's and he wouldn't block you on
and
that.
No, he wouldn't block me because he takes it like a man. That's fucking right.
Free speech. Free speech.
Yo, but
free speech.
But you've never followed me, right?
No, and I don't know why we're talking about this. I don't like you.
Nobody does. Don't worry about
it. Good to know.
No, some people like him. I mean, 300 people like him.
I mean, like him.
260. And Damon Dash.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I have, and I'm a fucking nobody.
360. I'm sorry, 360, no. I picked up 160.
For today's appearance.
You fucking faggots out there can follow me at Space Hunger. Let's see if I can get more followers than this fucking...
Yeah, he's got a good Twitter, at Space Hunger. What's your name on Twitter?
Well, I'm the Angry Caller.
Oh, Angry Caller, yeah. It's Space Hunger.
Like hunger? Like H-U-N-G?
No, H, like hunger.
Hunger. Like
hunger with an O.
Oh, like a hunger. Like hunger. Like a dirty oriental.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey, did you hear about that guy who went into the thing in a Flushing, and then he raped her?
No.
That was great. Oh, that's not the end of it?
No, he was he said he went for a foot massage.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, he went, why, you were in the neighborhood?
Yeah. This guy, hey, Kevin, this guy sounds like a real heel.
Yeah, he really does. No, he went in. You could tell he was suspicious because I saw the video. He went in with a smile on his face. Like, if you, that's when I go in, I'm always like scared and nervous. He was all smiling and confident. Well, plus he was black, so he had to convince them that he was in trouble. And look at this. He's all happy to be there because he knows he's about to rape somebody.
Yeah.
And he asked for a foot massage, then he raped her. But that's not that bad if you're a massage lady, right? You expect a couple of rapes a week.
I call that Tuesday.
I thought they wanted to shut these places down. Now they're like, oh my God, she got raped. I'm like, I thought you were against these ladies because you wanted to shut them all down.
The places where you go to get hand jobs, allegedly, as I've been told, they don't do feet either. They just do like table shower, massage.
They'll do anything. They'd rather fucking massage your foot than your dick. Right, Barry?
That's right.
You ever get a rub and tug? All right. Want to elaborate? Or?
She's in like, when you come. He's so old, it takes him forever. When you come, we're about to close.
He's been here for a record 2 weeks already.
Amy Coler loves anything that bashes Barry, right? Am I right?
No, anything that bashes anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a...
You used to live here? You used to live here, right? Where?
Yeah, I lived on Long Island for 40 years.
And when you moved just because you wanted to get more space?
Yeah, because we couldn't afford a house in that shitty fucking spot.
So. Nassau or Suffolk?
Nassau.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter now. All Long Island. Except where if you want to live with the gangs, it's probably cheap there, right?
Yeah, we were close, enough to the gangs. Where on Long Island are you living where you're not just an island among savages, where you're not fucking 10 minutes from the ghetto? Where?
Like, I would
anywhere
say
you live on Long Island, you could drive 20 minutes and be in the fucking ghetto. For what?
Montauk.
$100,000 a year? All right, Montauk, $3 million houses, $4 million.
And then you're stuck out there, too. You might as well live in fucking Boston if you could live in fucking Montauk. It's so fucking far.
The chowder's better in Boston.
There's only one road in and out of that fucking piece of shit fucking area. Amagansett and fucking
Southampton, right off the thing.
They all suck because you got to take that one road. You go to the Jersey Shore, there's a highway that takes you.
You chop her in.
Yeah, and hope it crashes.
Yeah, hey, listen, this guy's got blades on him. Chopper humor?
I did a show in Sag Harbor recently.
Huh?
Sag Harbor.
Is that what you call your balls, Sag Harbor?
Bobby Collins actually used that as in his act.
Really?
Yeah, when he goes to Sag Harbor, he goes, that's what I call my ball sack or whatever. So
you stole that from Bobby?
Steal it from the best.
Damn, he's a good guy. He's talented. Bobby,
I doubt he stole it. That's all he can do is puns.
I think your balls.
We gotta bring you back every week so he can do that joke.
Yeah, exactly. We're another Bob Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
If only there's a place called Find My Balls Harbor.
Do you write anything original?
No, never, Barry. Thank you.
I love when...
I mean, they called it Quinn and Al. The guy on the left, the angry caller guy, my aunt lives in Martha's Vineyard, and they have they change it. It used to be called Gay Head, the beach in Martha's Vineyard. Then they change it to Aquina, and they, because those are the Indians that like own it, and they're trying to open a casino.
And they were fags too?
They call. It has been a many moons since I have knelt in front of another man. Must feel taste. Come in teepee and make wampum in my butt sack.
You come from money, don't you?
A little bit.
No, he does. And he's from Baltimore. He's got three dads. He's broke as fuck.
Yeah. Three dads?
Well, they don't ever write. But the tribe, everyone in Martha's Vineyard, this is really racist. And Keith, I won't say the word, but they're called Aquina. But they call the tribe the Monigs because they're Mo than anything else. It's like, I didn't say it, everybody, but they're called the Monig tribe. But anyway.
It's for real, or that's what they call them?
There's a lot of intermarriage, let's just call it. Well, probably not marriage, but interbreeding.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to be Mo blank than anything else.
Mo black.
Yeah. So that's the word, that's the derogatory term that they use. I find abhorrent.
Is that another bad word that they use?
I call my wife abhorrent when I'm coming. You're an abhorrent.
You guys got to plug anything? Thanks for tipping off with the I almost called you
great.
Bernie Sanders, the Barry Ribs acting reel.
I can't believe it was in color.
Did you get paid for those things?
Yeah,
that's some good acting. Barry, you should really try to get some. Do you audition for things?
Nope. And did you wear the same black hat in both of the scenes? Like, did you bring that yourself? You're like, yo, I got my own black hat.
They sent him an order. He goes, no, I'm already good.
All right.
I'm good to go.
I don't need no wardrobe.
This is how I do. No, I'm like Johnny Cash.
Yo,
I show up. This is what I do.
I'm a method actor, yo.
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 There was one more piece. I played.
Yeah, we'll play that next time.
Santa Claus.
Always leave him wanting more.
I'm sure.
And it's a Santa Claus thing with a twist.
Yo, Megan's Law.
Barry.
Yo,
you shot another guy?
I went great.
A kid I was on your lap, you shot him in the back of the head.
One fan. Go ahead, TJ.
Barry, here's if loving question. You is wrong, I don't want to be right.
That's beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
So nice.
When a man says it to another man.
At TJ Holly.
And then he invites you in his truck.
That's right.
It's a beautiful
Barry,
day.
Barry, if you die of a stroke tonight, I'll laugh about it tomorrow.
I love the fans, man. They keep it 200.
Oh my god,
it's a new thing. Keeping it 200.
I know that was that like a Twitter.
All right, so I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know if I have any spots this weekend because I'm at Brian's thing. I'm probably going to cancel last minute, and then
not for that cash.
And then I'm sure that I think the Comedy Cellar might ban me. They might teach me. I said no. Give me 2 months because obviously I didn't learn from my first suspension.
You're like Judd Nelson in The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I'm a recidivist.
You're like 5 more days, 6 more days, 7, 8.
Any word on 3 days a week here?
I don't know. I don't know if they do 3 days a week.
4 days a week then? Something.
I don't know. Keith is right here. Talk to him on the way out.
That'd be comfortable. Right.
And use your taser if you need to persuade him.
Yo, thanks for tuning in and shit. If you listen for me and shit.
All right, thanks for... Thanks for supporting me, supporting my cause, the Gary Goldman thing. I think Gary, you know, I think the mistake Gary Goldman made, he probably thinks I don't have any fans, you know, because I'm a loser.
And, you don't have any friends.
Or whatever. Probably thinks I have no fans, and then he was like, what's going to happen? I'll fucking, you know.
Right.
But now he's probably getting probably severely trolled. Plus, he's probably like, oh, shit, everybody knows because the Twitter thing got a lot of action when I tweeted out the picture. So he's probably like, oh, fuck.
Right.
I was getting trolled like for the last 48 hours or whatever. So.
Yeah, and remember this.
I've never heard of Gary Goldman.
Yeah, will you?
Well, you and everybody else.
No, never. He was on Last Comic Standing.
Dane Cook.
He thinks he's great. Whatever. There's a lot of comics like that. I think they're great. You know, whatever.
He's an artist.
He's an artist.
Remember, go to BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to that shop. Promo code HIV.
Why do you keep promoting them? There's nobody spying anything.
You see, people are buying shit. I think the shirts are ridiculous. Coffee mugs, aprons,
yeah, but they're not selling.
Selling enough. How many t-shirts did you sell last week?
I'm not trying to, though. Promoting it?
I sold 3.
Did you, or are you just making it up?
I'd make up 40. Who's going to make up 3? It's embarrassing.
So do you make a profit on 3 shirts?
Profit? But, I mean, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it because to find somebody walking around the shirt that says, am I in a pet store, is ridiculous to me. It makes me laugh.
All right.
That's it. All right.
See you next time.
Maybe.
I like how Barry's signing.
Barry's like, rapping. Barry's like, yo, Garrett. Yo, go over here. Camera 1. Camera 2.
See you next time.
Like, give a big dating game kiss.
Yeah, let's go out with the dating game theme music.
That made me laugh. Bro.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching.